Hi, this is Todd Gleason. Hey, join me January 25th for our Voices of Illinois Agriculture event. We'll share a little Illinois wine, eat some great Grand Championship pork, hear stories from Paul Cooley, do a little Ag Outlook with Wayne Nelson, Jackie Bakes, Steve Freed, and Gary Schnittke, and best of all, dine with Orion Samuelson. Your $100 ticket buys the meal, the show, and a signed copy of the Big O's new book. Even better, the funds raised will support the College of ACES Agricultural Communications and Hospitality Management programs. Register today at willag.org or call 217-333-9355.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at the futures market is that aforementioned Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Dave.
And that event that Todd just spoke of, the Voices of Illinois Agriculture, a week from Friday, promises to be an outstanding event.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope as many of our farmer listeners can come attend, because I just think it's going to be a good time. Orion's always fun, and Paul has great stories. You know, I think there's plenty of questions about what's going on in the crop markets for the next couple of years, and it should just be really good just to get together with everybody.
It promises to be a memorable evening, and, of course, a signed copy of the Big O's book, and he says he'll even personalize it as well. Today is the last day for ticket sales to that event, so if you've been thinking about, gee, I'm on the fence, but I think I really would like to go. Today would be the day to get your ticket. You can do that at willag.org. Well, looks like traders, Jackie, today were certainly in the mood in the soybean pit to trade.
Well, they really were. And, you know, when you look at the corn markets, you know, we've, of course, traded above the 40 and the 50-day moving averages. We've gone up and bumped our nose, you know, against that 62% retracement. We actually traded through it by a penny today, but then, really couldn't keep it completely. And I think, you know, the ethanol grind that came out was a little lower, and there were some higher stocks. So that resulted in some pressure in the marketplace. On the bean side of things, basically what we're looking at here is we're looking at a market that has the potential to go up to the 200-day, which is at 1445, almost 1446. And that happens to be the 62% retracement of what we talked about this morning, 1501 and a quarter down to 1351. That looks pretty good and still has some potential. So I think that's where your traders are. We do have export sales out tomorrow. Of course, last week, you know, on the corn side, we had one bushel of sales.
Yes.
Or one metric ton.
Yeah,
they're expecting 250 to 475 tomorrow. And, you know, beans have been good, higher expectations this week, but, you know, that's called for, and the wheat numbers have been pretty good too. And so I think that there's just more reason to be positive, and wheat has probably the biggest opportunity because it's the furthest away from any major overhead resistance. And so I think that's what traders were looking at just all the way around today.
You have to think that Chicago wheat is going to have an 8 handle in a settlement price real soon.
Well, I would think so. You know, 8 is the 38% retracement of the 889 down to 739, mm-hmm. And so that to me is something that is certainly attractive to anybody and has to be a goal for them to try and get to, especially if we continue to see the extremely dry plains. And, you know, we are getting some support now in the bean market too, and in the world market, just because we've got a pretty dry weather forecast out there for parts of Argentina and parts of Brazil. And, you know, that supports corn, too. 60% of Argentina's corn crop is actually going to pollinate in the next 2 weeks, and we all know what that's like if you get extremely hot temperatures. So that could put a whole kink into some of the pressure. You know, Argentina came out and said they're going to have 5% more corn to export this year,
mm-hmm.
Even though they planted 8% less hectares due to the heavy rain. And so, you know, the next 2 weeks could completely change that picture. So I think, you know, in general, we're starting to see some weather already in the marketplace.
And it's hot and dry there right now. There is a ridge, and we'll have to see if it redevelops after the next 5 or 7 days.
Well, and in talking to some of the guys in the West today, one of our guys out in Utah was telling me they just came out and said that they have a high-pressure ridge that they don't expect is probably going to break down until they get into the first to second week of February out by them. And so, you know, the likelihood of moisture coming into an area that really, really needs moisture is just not extremely high.
So as bullish as the soybean pit was today, you could say the live cattle and fed cattle pits were equally bearish.
Oh, boy, was that an ugly scene, wasn't it? You know, when you looked at the live cattle market, it was like a house of cards. The minute that, February broke that 200-day moving average, it was like somebody opened up the gate on the pen and they all ran out, basically, is what happened. And we just saw it drop. It's currently trading down $1.95. You know, it's a range that we haven't traded in now, since back in, back in November, the beginning of November. And so, you know, some of that is because of demand. Some of that is because we saw cash down a buck out in the country, came in at $1.25. You know, that's a $3 deficit to where the futures are after $1.95 being chopped off of it. And, the hog side of things, they just hung in there. You know, demand for hogs look pretty good. Demand for beef right at the moment is a concern.
Turn your attention to the Mississippi. I know that the Army Corps of Engineers have been blowing things up left and right down there by Thames, Illinois, in that little channel area. They believe that they've got a good handle on it, that they've done enough work to keep the river open. To whatever degree that means, I know for a while there we were 8 hours in single file to try to get through there. What's the latest?
Well, you know, as not much has changed as far as that goes. There has been a little bit of a pickup on the level. The river's come up about a foot, which is really not a lot. But, you know, they consider stage zero at -5.5. So I'm going to give you a comparison from 2011 to last year to this year so far. In January 2011, we had 6.43 feet. In other words, almost 12 feet of water at that point. We had 2.79 last year, and right now we're at -1.61. Now, when you look in April, here's where the big changes come. In April, we were at 25.1 in January of 11, 12.2 last year. And if we would gain like we did last year, we gained 9.4 feet over the spring, it would take us to 7.83. Now, in October of 11, we were at 5.65 because we dropped back. You know, it's through the summertime. Last year, we were at 2.73. If we did the same thing, we would be in October at -1.67, which is where we are right now.
That's where we are right now.
And that would be in the heart of harvest time. That would not be a good situation. And so I just think, you know, it's in the background. It's something we certainly have to keep in mind when you're looking at new crop, when you're making decisions. And, you know, it's always important to have risk management, but this particular year you've got to have risk management in place whether you want to or not, because, we could see extremely wide basis if we end up with timely rains. You know, the key comes down to what does the weather do? That's the name of the game, and nobody knows that. So you can't bet the farm on thinking that the drought is going to bring us the same opportunities it did last year. And if it does do that, you still may not get as good a price as if we have to haul them in a different way than on the river.
All right, thank you very much, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Dave.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois.
Agriculture.